This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Propane Education and Research Council. I'm Riley Smith. The ag marketplace is navigating blind without USDA reports. We'll have more from Allendale right after this.
With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now, participating in the Propane Farm Research Program can impact your bottom line. Share your propane equipment performance data and you can receive compensation, like up to $5,000 towards towable generators and generators for backup power, and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. To take advantage of all the ways propane is better for your bottom line, start your application today at propane.com/PFRP.
With the government shutdown in full effect, there won't be any export sales reports until Congress can pass a budget resolution. However, we can still look at the estimates this week for a rough idea of what the sales might look like. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride talked about this week's estimates for both corn and soybeans.
Yeah, on corn, the estimate came in at 1.2 million to 2 million tons. You had the bean number come in somewhere between 300 and 1.6 million. The beans effectively are just kind of limping along here, whereas the corn is just, it's far and away the best thing we've got to talk about when it comes to exports. The problem is now with the government shutdown, we don't really know. I mean, we know they're good, but we're not getting any additional information to help us know exactly how good they are.
Navigating the marketplace will be difficult for the time being, but McBride said there's one thing we know for sure. The prices will be very volatile.
Volatility is the right word for it. The overall sentiment, just from what we had from Tuesday's report on the corn side of things, should have been bearish. You know, adding about 200 million bushels to last year's final number effectively adds 200 million bushels to the new crop number. Even though we will see maybe some yield adjustments or maybe an export number adjustment, the problem is we don't have the USDA for right now, so we're kind of flying blind on that.
For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.